Now, according to the United Nations, at least 1.85 million people have been affected by Cyclone Idai. They fear that 686 at least are dead. And this was following Idai giving Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Malawi a huge battering on the 14th. And Channel 4 News, Alex Thompson, has been reporting from one of the worst affected towns, the city of Beira. He spoke to me earlier about the huge efforts that are already being made by people who have suffered so much to get the show back on the road and to deal with the reconstruction and the problems they're facing in the aftermath of Idai.
Indeed, remarkable resilience, and the work that the road engineers did, recognised by the president on Facebook and social media. I mean, it is extraordinary. This is, don't forget, if you can imagine that there is only one metal road in Ireland connecting, for instance, Limerick to Dublin, and everything else in Ireland is dirt roads. And that is the road that has been reconnected. Not only that, it reconnects Beira, the second city in Mozambique, with the wider world, particularly Zimbabwe and Malawi, both of whom are landlocked countries and themselves rely on Beira as the port to bring in international goods. And of course, this opens up a large tract of country to the aid effort, though only a certain portion of country, it should be said. Once you go off that main road, you hit the floods, you hit washed away dirt roads.
And stranded survivors, they're still being rescued. We saw Portuguese UN rescuers in your film.
They were plucking out individuals one by one. This is a painstaking operation. There are still not enough helicopters. I'm looking at the airport now. Let me count. One, two, three, four small helicopters, two large UN transport helicopters. That's it. There's no heavy lift helicopter capacity here at all. No Chinooks, nothing like that. So they're going out and they are still finding people in odd pockets. The briefing I heard yesterday here at the airport was suggesting there are still areas which have not been reached and assessed at all.
The UN is putting the number of dead from Cyclone Idai thus far at 686, at least 686. They say nearly 2 million people have been affected. Who is responding with help? We saw Portuguese and UN and Chinese in your report. Who is helping them?
Yes, the Chinese already here, of course, because they're building a lot of infrastructure in this country as they are across Africa. So they are already in position and they've been instrumental certainly in reopening the road. The South Africans came quickly in small numbers, as did the Portuguese in small numbers, though I stress in both cases. I can tell you, I mean, the British aid response has been, in my opinion, remarkable. £18 million raised by the public, several million also matched by the government. When you walk around here or drive around in Beira, you do see a lot of tents with the Union Jack flag on it. I've just seen the biggest transport, Galaxy Transport, RAF plane just take off. It's already delivered aid here. That's the biggest plane of those sort of Galaxy Starlifter, Antonov, really big transport planes, which you need to have in here and you need to have in here in numbers. So that's what I'm seeing on the ground so far. This, and don't forget, we are, 11 days out from this cyclone striking now.
Striking indeed, and also striking. I mean, I know you're reporting from there for Channel 4 News, but I looked on various news outlets and this story is no longer there.
This story is no longer there. The social media aspect is quite interesting. I'm getting Americans coming on my Twitter feed saying, what's going on? What are you talking about? What's caused this? Although it's true, NBC and the Washington Post have certainly covered it. I mean, it's true to say, I mean, we've been here, Channel 4 News, Sky News have been here, BBC have been in here, ITV News have been here. And someone's getting the story out, because £18 million raised by the Disasters Emergency Committee, that's all the main charities in the UK gathering together for a joint appeal, that tells its own story. So, I think there's been a degree of coverage, but of course, Britain being Britain at the moment, it's Brexit, it's squeezing everything out.
Indeed. And your report's continuing for Channel 4. Where are you heading now?
I'm heading home, I'm afraid. At the risk of, sounds like I'm hoisting the white flag. Our assessment is that the immediate disaster phase of this, and that's the assessment of the people leading the response, has been met. But when you look at the figures you're talking about, roughly 700 confirmed dead, but hundreds of thousands in need of long-term assessment and support. That's the phase we're moving into now, long-term assessment and support. And I should stress, the Mozambicans themselves, enormous resilience. There are men with small boats, barely bigger than canoes. Those men went across the dangerous waters of the flooded estuary to Buzi, a distance of several miles, and they were rescuing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in the days after this cyclone, before the rest of the world even knew what was going on. So an incredible local response here.
Channel 4 News, Alex Thompson speaking to me from Beira in Mozambique. And just to add, the UN estimating an area the size of Luxembourg, what they're most scared of now in the aftermath of the flooding is disease. And the World Health Organization has sent 900,000 doses of cholera medicine, just to give you a scale of what's going on there.